This negotiation is not the art of fantasy or the art of the ideal. It's the art of the possible, which is verifiable and clear in its capacity to be able to make Israel and the region safer. The fact is that Iran's ability to break out, George, will expand under this program. Therefore, Israel will be safer, the region will be safer.
All right. I don't know which Israel he's talking about and which region he's talking about, but that's John Kerry on This Week with George Stephanopoulos. Welcome back. Hour number two of the Big Steve Malzberg Show. We'll be joined by Malcolm Hoenlein, Executive Vice Chair and CEO of the Conference of Presidents of Major American Jewish Organizations in a little while, and Mary Matlin will join us as well. But right now, I'm very happy to say we're joined by a man who I happened to see a couple of weekends ago down at Restoration Weekend, Daniel Pipes, author, columnist, and president of the Middle East Forum. Hello, sir. Glad to talk to you.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
All right. So your take on what Secretary of State Kerry had to say and on the deal overall.
He's the one who said recently that he's not stupid, which reminded me of Nixon saying that he's not a criminal. I think in general, when you have to make a statement like that, it does cast doubt. Well, on the deal, there's a lot to say. Let me note two facts. That on Thursday, the Supreme Leader of Iran gave a vicious anti-American, anti-Israel, indeed even anti-Semitic talk, which the Secretary of State dismissed as unhelpful. And also in the last couple of days, it turns out the Iranians have been shopping for intercontinental missiles in North Korea. And none of these things seem to make a difference, whether word or action that the Iranians take. That our side, the Obama administration, is so eager, so urgent for a deal that it really doesn't pay attention to what the realities are. It is a very sad day and a very dangerous one.
What do you think the motivation is? I mean, very happy to be able to ask you that question because you won't mince words as some people have to or choose to. I mean, here's a man, if we look at what he's done so far, he's fundamentally changed America, but he's fundamentally changed our foreign policy in the Middle East. Basically, you know, in whether it's in a relationship with the Israelis and the Saudis and what he did in Libya and we're fighting alongside Al-Qaeda in Syria and his support for the Muslim Brotherhood. It's mind-boggling. So when you look at everything in context, you know, would he even mind if he did know that they were getting shopping for intercontinental ballistic missiles and that the Ayatollah said what he said? I mean, I'm sure he knows.
Another way of putting your question is this intentional or is this organic?
Yeah.
I put it as intentional. If, you know, we've all been watching Barack Obama now for some years, and he comes from the left wing of the Democratic Party, to put it differently, he comes from the anti-American wing of the Democratic Party that sees the United States as a malign force in the world, sees bankers and industrialists as, you know, running American foreign policy, causing death and destruction, sees those same people as in charge in the United States and needing to be put down. And whether it be Obamacare or Geneva Pact, that's what he's doing. He faces a conundrum, really, at base, because on the one hand, he doesn't like the United States as it has been. On the other hand, he wants to be seen as a great American president. And those are somewhat contradictory positions. But when push comes to shove, I think he's ready to sacrifice his reputation in order to bring down the United States, whether it be internationally or domestically.
Now, as far as this deal goes, you know, right away, right off the bat, the foreign minister of Iran went on the Sunday shows and said, yes, we have the right to enrich uranium. It says so in two places in the deal. And John Kerry said, no, they have no right to enrich uranium. Now, many have said that this is the language was purposely ambiguous so that both could claim as they have claimed. But this is a key component. And to have this kind of disagreement on less than 24 hours after the deal was signed, I think speaks to where everybody's intentions are.
Right. It was an agreement crafted with ambiguous wording to reach an agreement, which goes back to my earlier statement that the administration is so urgent to reach an agreement that it will cut corners like this. And the details are secondary to the gleeful announcement that an agreement has been reached. But, you know, these things are not judged by their immediate aftermath. It's not what happened this week or next. It is the long-term implications, and I think it'll be quite clear in the long term that this was a very deeply mistaken agreement. permits the Iranians to do all sorts of things we should not agree to.
We're talking to Daniel Pipes, founder and director of the Middle East Forum here on the Steve Malzberg Show. So what does this mean? And I'm not going to ask the question the way the media does, because, you know, it's beyond Israel. They try to make Israel the bad guy here. Israel objects. Israel's angry. Israel's threatening military action. But, of course, it's Israel and Saudi Arabia who are equally as ticked off in other countries as well. What do you think the chances are of any kind of Israeli action before the six-month period of this agreement? And does this really tie Israel's hands, significantly?
The Israeli statements since Sunday have been very clear that their hands have been tied. They retain freedom of action. This is not an agreement that they're party to. I am inclined to think that they are not feeling that their hands are tied. Put it differently, the U.S.-Israel bond is a very deep one. The president is a key player in it, but he's not the only player. And the Israelis have a lot of support in this country, as expressed by Congress. And the fact that Congress is substantially, a majority of Congress, indeed, with support from both parties, is sympathetic to the Israelis, I think has great importance here. If Congress was with the president overwhelmingly, the Israelis would be isolated, but they're not. They have a leg to stand on in this country. Maybe not the administration, but public opinion as expressed by Congress.
Are you surprised that apparently nothing was done about the three Americans being held? Nothing was talked about with regard to Iran being the biggest supporter of terrorism on the planet?
No, I mentioned to you about the speech and the North Korean shopping spree. None of these things would be allowed to get in the way. Can't say I'm surprised. They're urgent. I've compared Secretary of State Kerry to a puppy dog that's just eager to get its bone and interested in other things.
I like that. Anyway, Daniel Pipes, really a pleasure to speak to you, sir. We'll speak to you again soon, I hope. Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye. Daniel Pipes, ladies and gentlemen, founder and director of the Middle East Forum, author, columnist, and a man who just is not afraid to tell the unvarnished truth as it is, as he sees it, not only on this issue, but on radical Islam. And we're blessed on this show, and I'm blessed personally to know people in that vein, the people who are not afraid to speak out, the Andy McCarthys of the world, the Deborah Burlingames of the world, the Pam Gellers of the world, the Daniel Pipes of the world, and there are others now that I'm going to leave out here, and Andrew Bostom, and just right on down the line. Stephen Emerson, of course. I know I'm going to leave somebody out. That's why I always hate going down that road. But interesting, very interesting. John Kerry, a puppy dog, looking to get his bone. Very interesting. I like that one. All right, we are going to come back, and Malcolm Honlein will join us, Executive Vice Chair and CEO of the Conference of Presidents of Major American Jewish Organizations, and he will weigh in on the deal. He'll weigh in on what he believes it means for Israel. He'll weigh in on what he believes the support for the Jewish community or the Israeli community is in this country, in the Congress, and in the public, and how to go forward, and what the repercussions of this deal will be, and why Barack Obama would have done this deal in the first place. So can't wait to talk to him. Then Mary Matlin, we'll talk a lot with her about Obamacare and the Iranian deal and everything else that might come up. Steve Malzberg Show, right here on Newsmax TV and Radio.